For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Sosi with Patriots Football Weekly's Paul Prillo. Is day one of the 2016 NFL Combine winds to a close. And Paul, quite a difference this time last year compared to what we experienced today. So much hullabaloo around the first couple of days of the Combine last year with off-the-field news. Today, really, most of the conversation centered around players, prospects, and needs of NFL teams.
Yeah, it was nice to talk about just football as opposed to worrying about the football itself, which, you know, was such a big part of what we talked about last year with Ryan Grigson and all the Deflategate nonsense that sort of dominated the first day or two of the Combine. Today, we heard from a lot of the different coaches and GMs. We got to see a lot of offensive linemen. A lot of running backs came out. So it was just all about football. It was refreshing.
Even Rex Ryan, far more subdued in year two as the Buffalo Bills head coach in comparison to last year. And we heard from Todd Bowles and Adam Gase, and really not a lot of newsworthy comments from any of those coaches in the AFC East.
No, certainly not in the division. You know, Rex, you know, I joked about him, you know, what did they do to him? You know, he was asked specifically, it was one of those softballs that you're waiting for Rex to say something stupid and just asked about the Patriots in general. He's like, you know, I don't really comment on any other team. I'm not really concerned about anybody. Of course, he couldn't help himself. He had to add, especially the Patriots. So clearly that's a lie, and the Patriots are always on his mind. But, yeah, a very subdued Rex Ryan.
You mentioned offensive tackles and running backs, two positions that, of course, are very much on the radar for Pats fans this draft.
Yeah, you know, I got a chance to talk to a lot of those tackles, and there's a group of them, you know, sort of in the middle rounds. Now, it's top-heavy, and that's the unfortunate part for the Patriots, because I do think tackle's a position that they may be interested in looking for a backup, a swing tackle, someone to sort of take that Marcus Cannon role that I don't think Cannon was good enough in last year, quite frankly. So there's a lot of different guys we got a chance to see. And some of those guys, a guy like Baylor's Spencer Drango, I thought he was interesting. He's a guy that some project to guard, so that seems to me like a backup offensive lineman in New England, third-round kind of guy, fourth-round kind of guy, a guy who can play multiple spots. And then you ask him, you know, anybody in the NFL that you emulate, Nate Solder is the name he comes up with. So just some kind of Patriots things that, you know, ring bells for you. And you mentioned the running backs, too. That's obviously a position of need for the Patriots. A lot of good ones there, too. Derrick Henry, very impressive, I thought. You know, maybe not specifically for the Patriots. He might be. He's that bigger kind of back, second, third round kind of guy. I thought he was very impressive in his press briefing.
And, of course, a Nick Saban guy. Now what do you look forward to on day two?
Just a little bit more of the same. You know, we're going to get a lot more coaches tomorrow, a lot more of these prospects. We move to wide receivers and tight ends. Those to me are always fun, the skill position guys. You know, today, no disrespect to the offensive linemen, but it's a little bit more, I think, fun to talk about some of the guys who catch the ball and score touchdowns and whatnot. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Paul, always fun to talk with you. Paul Prillo from Patriots Football Weekly. I'm Bob Sosi for Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.